Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Scott Leake and welcome to Mid-North Coast Local News. Mostly sunny across the region, heading for a top of 26 degrees in both Coffs and Port Macquarie. Making news today, Tuesday, November 29. A severe hailstorm strikes Port Macquarie and police commence inquiries into yesterday's fatal crash at Bonville. It was a busy afternoon for SES crews in Port Macquarie thanks to a sudden and intense hailstorm that hit at around 4 p.m. Hailstones the size of golf balls hammered the city, damaging vehicles and roofs, with the SES taking more than 100 calls for assistance in the immediate aftermath. The majority of those were in Port Macquarie, though several also came from the Camden Haven area. And while the Mid-North Coast can certainly cop a hammering during a storm, Suncorp had the data to back it up. The insurer analysed more than 32,000 weather-related claims across the state. In the 12 months to June, Bowambi East topped a list of hardest-hit suburbs, Taormina and Coffs not far behind in third and fourth respectively. The state government has hinted more pothole repair funding could be on the way in the new year. Mid-North Coast councils are receiving a slice of the $50 million on offer, which will land in their bank accounts in the coming days. Port Macquarie is getting just under $500,000, while Coffs will get $300,000. Minister for Regional Roads, Sam Faraway, admits it won't cover all costs, but it's a start.
If councils get out there, deploy those crews, fill all those potholes, and more funding is needed, I'm certainly happy to look at that in the new year. But let's back in the councils. Let's keep the roads open, safe, keep communities connected.
Tragedy has struck our region's roads overnight. Emergency services were called following reports of a vehicle located down an embankment near the intersection of Pacific Highway and Archville Station Road in Bonville yesterday at about 6 p.m. Upon arrival, officers attached to the Coffs Harbour Highway Patrol found the body of a man near an Audi A4. Authorities are yet to identify the man, but it's believed he is 26 years old and the sole occupant of the vehicle. Parvovirus and mange cases are on the rise in the Kempsey area, leaving pet welfare activists urging dog owners to stay on top of vaccinations. Volunteers from the Friends of Kempsey Pound organisation have rallied together to ensure all local pets are protected, hosting their first free vaccination day at Steel Park today from 10 a.m. to 2. Plans are in the works to make the day a monthly occurrence, but in order to keep it free for all, they're looking for some financial backing.
We've got a GoFundMe or a Facebook fundraiser going as well. Pending that sort of being finalised, the RSPCA helped us out with a bit of sponsorship so that we could get this day happening.
President Marion Crowley there. Having a look at sport now, a breath of fresh air for competitors in next year's Ironman, with organisations debuting a brand new bike course. A number of changes have been made to lessen the impact on the Port Macquarie community while increasing enjoyment of athletes. Additionally, in a unique twist to the race format, organiser Kieran Burgess says both Ironman and Ironman 70.3 courses will run simultaneously.
Only the Ironman athletes will get to use the new section of the course, so we'll have kind of two separate courses going at the same time, which, as far as we're aware, is something that hasn't been done anywhere else in the world. So it's a really exciting new format for this event to take.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.